it's an indication of the confusion and lack of strategic direction in Sudan's current foreign policy. Because the letter to the IGAD suspending Sudan's membership in the organization came from the foreign ministry, while a statement issued a day earlier by the Sovereign Council headed by Burhan used a softer language that conveyed some leeway for Burhan to meet with Hemeti, according to the invitation by IGAD. This tells me the direction of the political affairs of Sudan is coming from the foreign ministry. It is important to note that since the coup d'etat, actually, of 21st October 2021, there is no, you know, the de facto situation, there is no government in Sudan. And that since the war of April 15, there is total absence of state institutions, except for the foreign ministry, which is seen by the Sudanese to represent the views, positions, and policies of the Islamist movement behind driving, you know, this war and using the army to achieve its objective of returning to power. And therefore, you know, the letter to the IGAD means that this power behind the throne is not interested in a political negotiated solution, but want to fight to the very end to achieve its political end of returning to power. And in doing so, it is only isolating Sudan from the region and from all other possible and potential mediators, as has happened in the past also.
Sudan has, just like you just mentioned, has isolated itself from the region, the mediation efforts in the region. What does that mean for peace efforts in general and peace diplomacy to resolve this crisis, this nine-month-long conflict?
Well, Sudan has cornered itself now. Rather, the Islamists in the foreign ministry have cornered Sudan in a situation whereby they have already rejected the African Union as a mediator, have failed to cooperate with the Jeddah platform, with the U.S. and Kingdom of Saudi Arabia as, you know, facilitators, to the point of leading them to suspend, adjourn these talks indefinitely because of the failure of getting, you know, a simple ceasefire from the two parties. And now the IGAD, they're shutting the access to the IGAD by this letter. And therefore, this reduces the chances of a negotiated settlement, simply.
And it makes Hemeti, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, the leader of the Rapid Support Forces, look better in comparison, because at least in rhetoric, he's saying he's committed to peace, to a negotiated settlement, to a meeting with Burhan, with IGAD leaders. He's increasingly taking central stage, while Burhan is increasingly isolating himself and appearing as the obstacle towards some negotiations to achieve peace. What do you think about that?
Indeed, Hemeti is you know, making all the right moves at the diplomatic level, engaging in conversations with the UN Secretary General, his personal envoy to Sudan, to with the IGAD's, you know, several member states, by traveling to these member states, meeting their presidents and head of government in Ethiopia. So he's trying to gain, and he is, you know, in the process of getting international diplomatic legitimacy. However, this international diplomatic legitimacy cannot compensate the fact that the Rapid Support Forces have zero legitimacy in the eyes of the Sudanese people because of the conduct of their soldiers on the ground, which has been systematically abusive of the population wherever the Rapid Support Forces have come to, you know, have the upper hand militarily in any particular area, and they now occupy more than half of the Sudan. They have been systematically attacking civilians and looting their properties and engaging in ethnic cleansing in West Darfur, systematic ethnic cleansing. Their war crimes, crimes against humanity, are the object of United Nations investigations by the International Criminal Court, have been independently verified and documented by reputable human rights organizations from Sudan and international human rights organizations. So the Rapid Support Forces is also in a predicament that, you know, its international prowess in proving itself as a responsible actor who wants to end the peace, you know, the war through negotiations, doesn't absolve it of its of criminal conduct on the ground. Both parties have issues of legitimacy. A Sudan government, as represented by the foreign ministry and Burhan, is isolating itself, shooting itself on the foot. And Hemeti, while performing well on the international regional scene, has yet to prove himself as a responsible internal actor. In fact, they are a criminal actor on that regime.